Wednesday, the 13th of July, 2022, our food markets continue to drive the economy. Today, the market is quite active, although it's very cold. Buyers have been coming, you know, in volumes. Same applies to farmers. Supplies have actually been increasing over the past few days. So we see prices changing here and there, starting with potatoes, just $2.50 to $3.50. There's been quite a slight drop with 50 cents. This means that chats are now sharing their budget with extra large, which you've seen prices rising from $9 to $10. And then small, $4 to $5 a pocket, medium, $6 to $7, large, $7.50 to $8. There's also been a slight change, 50 cents slight change there, an increase in price of large potatoes. As usual, potatoes are now a staple, so they cannot be really be a market without potatoes. It looks like that in all markets around the country. Tomato sandak today, $18 to $35. It's doing very well. It's just a slight increase compared to yesterday. It was about $20 to $35. So it really continues to really continue, you know, dominating the market. Wooden box, $5 to $8. Plastic dish, $2.50 to $3. And then vegetable section, cabbage head, $20 to $50. Cents. Still like that. It's firming up. Cover, $1 to $2. Supplies have increased over the past days. Rep, $1, a bundle, a very big bundle. Tsunga, $1 as well. Beetroot bundle, 50 cents to a dollar. Onion, 10 kg, pocket, 6 to 10. It's not changing really, like it has been over the past week. Bundle, 50 cents, it's not changing. 60 kg bag of onion, 25, 28. Shallots, 50 cents. English cucumber, 50 cents to a dollar. Cauliflower, slightly lower today, a dollar, a kg. It's quite a drop if it's just like that even yesterday. While broccoli is $1.50, so there's just a slight change there. It looks like supplies have increased now. Celery bundle, $2. Chili pepper, $2. Lettuce head, 50 cents. Cherry tomato, $1 to $2. And then garlic kg, $2.50 to $3 a kg. It's not changing. Ginger, $2.50 to $2. It's not changing as well. Then turmeric, $2.50 a kg. It's not changing. Okra bag, 5 liter tin, $2.50 to $3. So the price really are set in US dollars, although transactions can happen using our own local currency. And then eggplant, $1. Mushroom fresh, $1 to $2. That's oyster mushrooms. Actually, on demand at the moment. Red and yellow pepper, $2.50 a kg. It's not changing. So most of these commodities prices are really remaining the same. Just showing that food price don't just change abruptly to upset consumption or buying power. Dried food section also not much change there with Matemba. Still at $36, $38 a 20-liter tin. Madura, $30 to $35, not changing as well. Madura is also one of the most important delicacies in our markets, in all markets really. Bulawayo, Harare, Mashingo, and everywhere Madura are found in those markets. Some are coming from even as far as Zambia coming into our markets. Sugar beans, $18 to $20 a bucket, not changing. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 kg. 3 to 5 kg. Soya chunks actually become a permanent fixture in our markets. And then our dried vegetable section not changing much. Munyemba, $16 a 20 liter tin. Munyeve, 14. Smutsine, 15, 16. Dried cove and cabbage, 15, 18. So these remain firm in the markets. They're actually permanent in the market. They don't run out of the market. There are people who really patronize these vegetables. They say, look, people may make money with fast movers, but I'm very comfortable with trading slow movers, dried foods. So it just shows that every commodity has its own people in the market. Otherwise, if it wasn't the case, then we would have all people going to run with tomatoes and changing and everything. So people don't just change following the money. So here, also look at high-value crops. Sweet potato, $3 to $5 a 20-liter tin, still doing very well. Very big competitor for potatoes and butternuts, doing very well for breakfast. For many households are really resorting to sweet potatoes now, ignoring flour and other things. 60 kg bag is going for $20 to 60 kg bag of sweet potatoes. Magogoya 20-liter bucket, 8 to 11, it's not changing. 60 kg bag, 50 to 60. 150 kg bag is back of Magogoya, $70, $80. It's doing very well. Many people are really realizing now they can utilize Magogoya in different ways, making different kinds of menus. And then butternut, semia, 35 to 42. That's a 60 kg bag. It's doing very, it's quite an increase compared to yesterday. It was 40. Carrots, 14 to 20. So the range is quite also big, showing that the qualities are different. Green pepper, $9 to $11. Cucumber, $25 to $28. Fine beans, 20. It's doing very well. Of peas is actually coming in the market now doing 20-25. So all these ranges that are there between 35 and 42 just shows that qualities in the market are different. No commodity is rejected in our mass markets. It's unlike other value chains or other markets where they only take grade A. In our mass markets, every farmer gets some income depending on the quality that they bring into the market, which is why they are so inclusive and very important. They typify an African economy where no food is really lost. Every commodity has its own value. even the poorest quality can get its own equivalent amount of money. This is the very important thing about our markets. Green meal is $2 to $3 a dozen. It's doing very well. Sugar cane, bandwe as well, $8 to $12, depending on size. It's coming from Honde Valley, Ankai, and many other areas, including Morewa, and many other areas where sugar cane is produced. This is different from the sugar cane farm found in the lower veld, although some of it comes here as well. This is sugar cane, which people can only grow on themselves, which is very easy to grow. But nevertheless, it can also be used for making sugar with the right technology if people are supported. Fruit basket is doing very well. It's firming up as well. More than 90 types of fruits. Masau, $153 a 5 liter. It's doing very well, coming from Dande and many other areas. Many people are now taking care of their Masau fruit trees. Matowe, $3 to $3.50. $3 to $3.50. Per five liter as well. So the 5 liter is the biggest measurements in all these markets, showing that, you know, they are more like really demanded, smaller volumes, but really moving very fast. Nyi, 5 liter, 3 to 4, it's not changing. Maoyu, 5 liter, 3 to 4 as well. Apple box, 14-15, it's not changing. Avocado single, 50 to 80, it's not, it's doing very well as well. Banana crate, 18 kg crate, is going for 7 to 9. Oranges, 350 to 450. A 10 kg pocket, doing very well from Mazo and many other areas. Natchez box, 15 to 20. PS box, 10 to 12, it's doing very well as well. Strawberry panet, $1.50 for people who really are producing strawberry. Farmers who really are patronizing fruits. There's actually money to be made in the markets. A box of grapes, 12, it's going for $16 to $20, to also doing very well. Grapes are on song at the moment. Popo single, 1 to 2. Nectarines, one panet, 1 to 2. Rusica, that's tamarind, is doing very well. $1 to $2 a panet, a very small panet. So it's really finding its way in the market. Some consumers are really coming to inquire about tamarind, trying to find out how they can innovate around food. And then we have coconut single, $1.50, it's not changing. Watermelon, 50 cents small, then $3 big ones for those who want to consume watermelons as a family of six or so. You can just buy there and then you go and enjoy. Licious single, $1. Plums panet, $2. And then don't have sweet melon at the moment. Tsuvu, $2.50 to $5 a 5 liter, is doing very well. Pineapple box, it's going for $8 to $10. And then lemon bucket, $2 to $4. We've seen some people really just leaving lemon to be, you know, to rot or just drop from the trees, and then not taking care of their fruit trees. This happens in most areas. If you go to Njanja, in many other areas, most farmers really don't take care of their fruit trees the way they take care of crops or livestock. So this is a lesson. Our markets really want these fruits, which you may be ignoring. We've seen some people really leaving lemon to be eaten sometimes by goats and other animals. It could be a good multi-purpose use, but definitely know that the market is there for all these fruits that you are ignoring. Otherwise, you are running out of money when you've got sources of income. Food crops doing very well. Maize grain still at $5. This is a 20-liter tin. Maize grain compared to $10 to $12 a 10 kg pocket, 10 kg bag of millimeal. So you can see the difference is there. It looks like you get more value for money if you buy maize grain. 5 liter, a 20 liter tin is $5. You get money. Go and, you know, meal for yourself, and then you are good to go. A maize mumari, $20 a bucket. Nzungu musho, $22-$25. Not changing really for those people who want to do their own peanut butter making at a household level. And then unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $5. Mumari groundnuts, $7. Nyimo shelled, $20-$23 a bucket. Market from Takura and others. Fresh Nyimo is going for $8 to $10, still coming in very well in the market. Soybean, $12 to $15, a 20 liter tin. It looks like many people are still preferring to bring their soybean to the market, to the mass market. Some are selling to UGMB, but others are really coming to the mass market because that's where they get cash. Then they go back to their farmings to do work. Wheat, $8 to $9 a bag. It's not changing really, but it's still very firm in the market. Popcorn, 16. Cowpeas, $10 to $16. Sunflower, $12 a bucket. Munga, that's pearl millet, $10 to $13. It's not changing. Rio, $20 to $23 a bucket. That's finger millet. Finger millet is also doing very well in the market. It's got multi-purpose uses. People want to do their own mahewu and different things. Other people are now preferring sadza made of sadza from Rio, which is actually from recommended by health practitioners. And then we have rice shelled, our own brown rice, $40 a bucket, unshelled, $25. And then we have honed cucumbers still coming in the market, $12 to $13 a 20 liter, a 60 kg bag. Mafunde, that's sorghum, $12 a bucket. And then poultry section, ordinary broilers, 5 to 6, not changing much. Mothers, 8 to 10, those are big ones. Off layers, 3 to 4. Roadrunner hens, 5 to 8. They've actually increased the price now. It looks like many people are now coming to buy roadrunner hens for breeding and doing other things. Cocks are going for $6 to $7, sometimes 10, 11. Hunger, that's guinea fowl, 7 to 10, it's not changing much. Ducks, 9 to 12. Turkeys, $28 to $30 each, depending on size. Pigeons, $150 to $2. Rabbits, $8, still at $8 for a long time now. egg small, $2.50 to $2.70, medium, $2.50 to $3, large, $3 to $3.50 a crate. Our markets are quite busy. We also have processed foods like OV peanut butter. 1 liter tin is going for $2.50 to $3.50. And then smaller ones, 350 mils, 75 cents to a dollar. So there's a lot of processing and buying of processed foods in the market. Maputi is also another processed food doing very well, 50 cents to 80 cents. But the others who buy in bulk for selling in other areas. And refined cooking oil, two liters going for $4.50 to $5, and then 5 liters going for $11 to $12. It's also quite on demand. There are people who really buy unrefined cooking oil for other uses. They can go and refine for themselves. So our markets are really very busy. They're actually showing that without a market, there's no economy. We need to really be investing in our markets to develop them. The same attention we are giving to production, to wheat and other things, to water provision, and irrigation schemes and others should be really be given to our mass markets. They give us, they are a very important barometer in terms of uses of different commodities that we are producing as a country. As well, they give us signals of what is coming from outside. For instance, sometimes oranges are coming from South Africa. The same applies, we see matemba coming from Malawi, and the coconut coming from Mozambique. Sometimes even garlic comes from Mozambique. Just showing that these markets are actually showing that it's possible to drive regional trade between countries and develop our economies as African countries. So as usual, we'll continue monitoring our food markets. They really play a very important role, show that most of the commodities don't change prices abruptly. Just there are some little changes here and there, but the most importantly, they show us that supplies are constant. We still have supplies of food, even if sometimes the people think that Zimbabwe is starving. We have seen some reports saying that more than 7 million Zimbabweans are going to starve in the next few months and all that. Some of these alarmist reports have to be refuted using data from our markets. As an economy, we need to challenge some of these reports that really paint our economy as if it's collapsing, agriculture is collapsing, there's so much poverty and all that. All those things, we can't just keep quiet and say, yeah, when we keep quiet, people think that's true. Our food markets are showing that there's a different story. Ordinary people are surviving. They are using their resources, producing food, trading, creating employment for themselves and solving the economy, contributing to NDS1, which is ultimately the most important thing. Everyone is contributing to building the Zimbabwean economy. So the economy is not leaving anyone behind. As usual, my name is Charles Dewa Imokambo.